beans don't burn in the kitchen. Woo! Fish don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying, yeah, just to get up that hill. Woo! But now I'm up in the big leagues, getting my turn at best. Me and you, baby, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Hello, Mrs.
Woo! Announce yourself when you come in here. Hell, I was about to go in my purse. Kaka!
Well, I'm sorry, okay?
All right, Mama ain't with all that kissing. Now, go about your business. Woo!
So what are you up to, Mrs. Payne?
I'm cooking. But I guess you wouldn't know nothing about that, Miss Modern Business Woman.
I can cook, Mrs. Payne. I just don't always have the time, so that's why I bought Martin these frozen dinners.
Microwave dinners? Girl, don't you know all them waves cause terminal illness? Hell, why don't you shave the boy's head right now?
Oh, Mrs. Payne, look. Martin understands that I'm busy, okay? And besides, he likes those.
Well, that's because you're distracting the boy with all them little naked dresses you're wearing around. Got him looking every which way, but down at his plate. You working that whip-a-pill on him, girl.
Mrs. Payne, what can I do to help us all get along?
Girl, first you can watch your damn attitude with Mama. That's what you can do. Second, you can learn how to make my baby better food. Third, loan Mama
$60. Oh, you need $60?
Just $60.
That's fine. I can help out. No problem. See, right here. It's my last, but hey.
Oh, goodness. They nice and crisp, too. You ain't selling nothing on the side, are you? This ain't no tricking money, is it? I ain't with no tricking money.
No! Ooh.
All right, well, you mama don't know. I don't see you half the nights. So I don't know. Ooh. Well, look, I gotta get ready to get out of here. Girl, you done got my sugar all up. You know I'm on insulin, right? And look, I'll get this back to you as soon as possible. All right? Okay. Ooh. Hey, get your lazy butt up and get in the kitchen, Judy, and learn how to make some real food. Your microwave and heifer. Doing the George Jefferson, boy.
All right.
Am I looking good for the law?
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And Cole's right. Looking all good for the girls up in the choir.
Oh, got the
We going to my church, right? Because Dr. Dawson can preach.
No, no, Tommy. It is too hot in your church. Only thing I'll be praying for is air conditioning. No.
Hey, you guys, let's go to my church. They serve really good chicken dinners afterwards.
Okay.
Okay.
They serve a little too much. Those girls at your church are a little too heavy even for me, Pam.
Well, that's true, Pam. They needed taking a little less communion and a little more Dick Gregory. Just a sip.
Does it really matter what church we go to, guys?
Yes, it matters a lot. You see, there are some churches that are there to serve God. And there's other churches that are there to serve themselves.
How, Tommy?
All right, it's St. Ebenezer, right? They got the love offering, the joy offering, the peace offering, benevolent offering, the pastor needs a new pair of shoes offering. Hey! Hey! I don't need hands on.
Hey, that reminds me. Pam, when the plate comes around, could you cover for me, please?
Well, Gina, didn't you go to ATM last night?
Yes, girl, but I loaned my money to Martin's mother.
Whoa, Gina. What are you doing giving my mother money? Y'all don't even like each other.
I know. But what was I supposed to do? She asked me.
Speaking of which, I didn't really want to say anything, but your mom's, she bummed 20 bucks from my mom's a few days ago.
Get out of here, what?
And mom's is mad about that, because she still can't get a wig off layaway.
Hold on. You mean to tell me my mother is borrowing all this money from all y'all? Why didn't you tell me?
Because we didn't want you to get upset, Martin. Look, that's why I didn't tell you when I started pushing that shopping cart full of empty bottles and cans down Main Street. Mm-hmm.
Yo, not my mom's. Hell no. I gotta find out what's up.
Maybe we should go see your mother after church, Martin.
No, we'll go see her now. She joined some new church on 3rd. Yo, let's be out.
Yo, I heard about that new church on 3rd. Yeah, they be doing so much jumping and hollering up in there. You think you're on Price is Right. Cole Brown, come on down.
Martin, I don't see your mother in here anyway, babe.
That's because my mother's smart, Gina. She likes to wait till after they pass the collection plate. How you doing, bro? I already gave at the door, man.
Put the money in. What's wrong with you? Go ahead.
Gina?
What?
All right, man, go on about your business now.
Hey, Tommy.
What?
You got change for a dollar?
Well, you stop to get a cheap and put it all in there. Go ahead, Cole.
Remember my cousin, Reverend Leon Liney Love?
How can I forget Reverend Leon Liney Lust?
What is he doing here? Oh, hell no. Oh, I'm sorry, Lord. But you know he ain't right.
Martin, we've got to tell your mother about this.
Yes!
Shh. You're in church. Shh. You're in church. Don't start nothing, and it won't be nothing.
You can't fight an old lady in church. What's wrong with you?
She means, baby, she's starting with me. She keep it up, I'm gonna take it outside.
Good morning, congregation.
Good morning.
I am the Reverend Leon Liney Love. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I don't believe you heard me. I said, can I get an amen?
Amen.
Well, amen back at you. Now a moment of silence for the shut-ins and the infirm.
What are you doing?
Excuse me, sister, but I don't mean to be rude. But can you take that fruit basket off your head so I can see what's going on?
If I have to turn around one more time, it's going to be me and you.
Well, then make your move.
Now, first, I'd like to start this morning with a few announcements. There will be a singles-only retreat this weekend. But due to that 60 Minutes piece, there ain't gonna be no laying on their hands this year. And whoever parked the lowered blue Pacer in my parking space, I regret to inform you, but the Lord hath told you. I'm seeing is y'all bringing some of this Holy Spirit up in here early this morning.
Hallelujah!
because I told you I don't want no banging up in here now. Now, before I get to my sermon, I understand that there are some people out there who need my services.
Yes, Lord.
Are there any people out there who are weak?
Yes.
Any people out there who are weary?
Yes.
Any people out there who are tired? Right?
Yes.
Any people out there who just need a healing?
Yes.
Y'all got cash.
Yes.
Well, then come on down. Now, brother, just what seems to be your affliction?
I have constant pain in my back. I've been to the doctors and they can't do anything.
Y'all hear that? The man got constipation all up in his patella. Go and show the people you look, man. Man can't walk. How much the hospital gonna charge you to fix that?
About $1,000.
$1,000. I can heal you for $250. Babe, the man is a fraud.
Whack.
You know what? This ain't my mother's church. It can't be my mom's church. I'm out.
Fine,
I'm out.
I'm with you. Well, y'all sinners can leave. I paid my cover charge. I'm staying.
I'm staying too.
Now, sister, just what afflicts you?
Well, I got arthritis, bursitis, and a malignant mold.
Well, now, I don't think I can do much about this malignant mold. Let me see what we can do about this bursitis. Close your eyes in prayer. And release it.
No.
Sister, I said release it. Reverend Love, I need healing. Sister Edna, you got you another affliction? Yes, Reverend. I got the money right here, Reverend. Well, you stay right where you are, Sister Edna.
Ooh, come on, Reverend.
I'm about to give you a long-distance healing.
Ooh, come on, Reverend. Bring it on, Reverend.
Watch out now. Ooh. It's coming at you underarm. So Tommy and Pam tell me after I left the church, that mother came flipping down the aisle, thinking she's been cured, right? Giving away all her money to this fake reverend. And then I talked to my moms. She told me she gave him over $5,000, man.
$5,000?
Yes.
That's terrible. And it's all tax-free, huh?
Stan, all right, don't even go there. I know what you're thinking. Don't even go there messing with God.
Oh, Stan. Martin's right. He'll get you in the next life. I know, because right now I'm paying for what I did in my previous life. Hey, did you know I was once a sausage maker? Yeah. I killed a lot of pigs in my time, Martin. I guess that's why I got to work for one now.
Watch it, Sean, okay? Because this little piggy is packing. And I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your head off.
Come on now. Come on, yeah, this is serious, man. All right? My mother's getting taken to the bank, and I can't do nothing about it.
Hey, Martin, why don't you expose this man for the fraud that he is?
I know that, Stan, but it ain't that easy, man.
Ain't that easy? Tell that to Marion Barry.
Oh, I see where you're getting at. Yeah. Oh, set him up on videotape. Okay, I can do that. You know what? This is wild, man. First the brother tries to get with my woman, and you know I ain't having that, right? Now he's taking my mom to the bank. Oh, hell no. I'm out. Peace.
Okay? Hey, make it work. Make it work. Get him, man. Get him.
$5,000. And it's all tax-free. I'm in the wrong business.
All right, babe, look. Now, you sure he's gonna be here?
Yeah, Martin, I told him that I wanted to make a big contribution to the church, and he said he'd be right over. But, baby, I gotta tell you something. I feel really uncomfortable about setting up a man of the cloth.
Babe, the man is fronting in the name of the Lord, Gina. The church is the backbone of the community, babe. All right? It's frauds like him that give religion a bad name.
I guess you're right. Okay, what do you want me to do?
All right, babe, now look. I want you to get him to admit that he's hustling the church members, okay? And look, while I get it on tape, that's why I set the camera up over here. But you got to remember to keep him in this space right here. You got to be all up in here. You got to make sure it's on camera, okay?
Right. Okay. Martin, one thing.
What?
Why should he tell me anything?
Because, Gina, you're going to flirt with him.
What?
You're going to get him to trust you like you did me, you know? Start giving him that look.
What look, Martin? I don't have a look.
Yes, you do. The look, you do.
I do not do that.
Yes, you do, babe, all right? And when you finish, lick your lips.
What's that supposed to do?
I don't know, but your lips kind of crusty right now. I'm serious, babe. Your lips look like if you smile, they gonna crack and bleed.
Shut up!
Sister Gina, it's Reverend Lonnie.
Okay, that's him, babe.
Oh, baby, come. I'm scared. I don't want to do this.
Don't be afraid, all right, Gina? Look, I'm going to be in the kitchen, okay? Look, look, if you need me, just call, okay? Gina, Gina, what? Remember, babe, you got to keep him in this space.
Okay.
Look, girl, Gina, what? Be a soldier, girl.
All right, I'm coming. Okay. Come on in, Reverend.
It's just me and you up in here, isn't it?
Yeah, why do you ask?
Well, because you know that after that last whooping your boyfriend put on me, I could barely heal myself.
Oh. Well, you don't have to worry about that. We both went our separate ways.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. My, Sister Gina, look at you. That dress looks good enough to give eyesight to the blind.
Why don't you let me take this, okay? And you can sit on the couch right there in that space, right?
Well, I don't mind if I do. All this furniture, is this rented?
Oh, no, this is mine. You know, that was quite a sermon the other day. In fact, I was so inspired that I decided to make a big donation to the church.
Well, Sister Gina, you know, I always like to accept large endowments with both hands.
Oh, yeah, and that part in the sermon where you did the moonwalk, I've never seen anything like that.
You like that?
Yeah.
Well, you know, during my backsliding days, you know, I did tour with the Parliament Funkadelic. Remember? Used to call me Scorpio.
Oh, that explains it. You know, I don't know if you realize this, but on that pulpit, you are so sexy.
Sister Gina, I'm feeling a spirit growing up inside me. Maybe I ought to leave.
No! No! Please! Don't leave. I want you to stay. I like you.
Gracious. Dost thou tempt me? Maybe I ought to leave while I can still stand.
No! Please! 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 I want you to stay. Please. I find you so attractive.
Well, you know, it's funny you bring that up, Sister Gina. It's not just you. My looks have tempted several young virgins. A lot of people say I look just like Denzel Washington. In the dark?
No.
When you squint your eyes? Oh, that's it.
Johnny.
Oh, call me love.
Call me love.
Wait a minute. Oh, you know, I wish we could run away together, you and me alone.
Ooh, Sister G, I'm getting a fever rising up. Did I ever tell you that I got a house in the Bahamas that don't nobody know about? I could charter a plane, we'll be there first thing in the morning, butt naked on the beach.
I've never been to the Bahamas. I would do anything to go.
Anything?
Anything.
Gina got a little freaky. Out, Satan! Out, I say! Take your A's above with you, I rebuke you! Out! Ooh. Oh, I'm so glad I got past that. Now, where were we?
We were right here. Look, I don't want you to get up one more time, okay, you little preacher man? Don't you move off this couch, not one more time.
Sister Gina, I'm under your spell.
Now, about the Bahamas. It's very expensive. How can you afford it?
Sister Gina. Did you not see how my flock gave unto me all their worldly possessions and savings when I passed the collection plate?
So you mean to tell me you used that money for your own personal means?
Hell yeah. Now come here, you little vixen. Sorry, Lord, but Satan won this round.
Wait.
Yo, break that down.
Baby, I'm tank suit or stop. What you gonna do?
Baby, honey, we don't have to do this. We got him, baby. We got him.
Yeah,
honey,
yeah. You're right. You are so right. Happy foot. Listen, man. Look here, man. I think you better start praying for parole. Ooh, we got you on tape. Oh, this skank set me up.
Excuse me, but did you just call me a skank?
Well, Sister Gina, what I meant...
Baby, he called me a skank!
Well, we know that ain't true.
That's right, you never called me a skank!
I ain't never gonna call you one. All right.
Calling me a skank, he got to be out his damn mind.
Relationship can't work if I call you name. Sister Rubella, is that you? Yes, me. Before you today, brothers and sisters, a humble man, a servant of the Lord who has seen the errors of his ways. So I'm asking you to